You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on the apply button. All right, so today is going to be a fun episode, I'm telling you. I have this drink in my hand for our listeners at home, Humanity. I'm holding up the bottle. Big shout out to the team that sent me, that dropped off a couple cases so I could start my taste testing extravaganza. So first off, we have Jeff on the line, Jeff McClellan, who is the CEO over at Humanity, and Joe Garza, who is the chief sales officer of Humanity. And by the way, the logo is all capital letters. I think I see a little bit of error here. We got some lowercase there, but it's all capital letters, Humanity. So hey guys, first off, just want to say welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you for having us.
So we got a lot to cover here. First off, we're going to start this episode the way that we start them all, with what we like to call our Mission Matters Minute. So what we do here at Mission Matters is we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and brands. We want to make sure that their mission gets out to and their message gets out to the masses. That's what we do. What's the mission of Humanity? What do you do?
Oof, that's a great one. Humanity, we are a premium tea company that's committed to quality ingredients and giving back, from partnerships with our two nonprofits to community events. We are all about great tea with a great cause.
Yeah, to add to that is Joe and I and our team, we decided to put together a brand and called Humanity. We've been in the industry, the beverage industry, in all different parts of it. And we put together this team to build a brand that we could create some delicious, innovative beverages at a premium, healthy level. At the same time is give back, or kind of like pay it forward to our world that is needed with you know, Mission Matters, similar to what your show. We want to create good profits, enjoyable beverages, but at the same time is really help the people that really need help and really pay it forward. That's what Humanity is all about.
That's great. Love bringing mission-based individuals and brands on the line to share what they do. So, hey, Jeff, so this one's for you. You've been in this space for a long time, right? Food and beverage in general. Like, tell us a little bit more about like how this concept came about, and maybe some of your background in food and beverage.
Oh, it was breaking up a little bit there. Been in the beverage industry for 30 years now. This 2024 marks 30 years. And the background, been doing a lot of different innovative beverages, from bottled water when it first came out, became a product in the early 90s, to energy drinks. I have extensive background of operations and running manufacturing plants and then private label. So we have touched a lot of different parts of the beverage industry. But, I've always personally wanted to put together a brand where we could go and sell and build a brand, but same time is giving back. And I have three children that been watching me be an entrepreneur for the last two, three decades. And I wanted personally to show them that building businesses in the beverage industry is not all about just profit. It is paying it forward. And my kids, I'm trying to show them example that an entrepreneur can build something good for the beverage industry and the customers, but at the same time is to touch other lives. And I think this Humanity has been a great vehicle so far for my personal goals in being a family man.
Mm. So Jeff, tell me how the original idea or the concept for tea, because as you mentioned, you've been in different spaces, like what drew you to the tea sector?
Yeah, the tea is, well, it is the number one beverage consumption in the world is tea, next to water, of course. And one thing we do in the research before we decided to create Humanity is that we found out that today's U.S. millennials, 87% of U.S. millennials drink tea. Hmm. And that, you know, goes from tea bags ready to drink and stuff. So the category is so wide open. Secondly, being in the industry for, you know, three decades, we could see that the category of tea was starting to get stagnant, wasn't getting that innovative that you would see in other categories like energy drinks and stuff. So when we put together a team, Joe, Lance, and I, we decided that tea was the place that had a lot of room for growth and innovation. And then put on top of it is you have the millennials, 87% consuming them. And then the Gen Zs are right behind that, drinking the bobas, kombuchas, the teas. Mm. So it's, and then on top of it, the product tea is in general, you know, premium tea is good for you. So we want a healthy product, which is very trending, you know, today, health conscious beverages. So we want to, you know, build a great quality product that's good for you and that has a lot of growth potential. So that's why we chose tea.
Hey, Joe, so I want to get you involved over here. So I've been drinking and I got a couple of cases here and I've been working my way through wildberry and lime hibiscus tea, which is amazing. So, Joe, you're, as you know, on the sales side of things, you're obviously working on distribution, your team and otherwise. Like, tell us a little bit more about the flavors and really just the market response to this product.
Sure. So we have seven amazing flavors. The wildberry lime hibiscus is, you know, my favorite, Jeff's favorite. That happens to be our number two seller. You know, when we started off, when we launched Humanity, we wanted to ensure that we had quality ingredients, of course, right? We're all about premium. But we wanted to have a flavor profile that wasn't like any other brand out there within the tea category. So I'm a coffee drinker. You know, I go into Starbucks more than I probably should. And what I notice is that, you know, a lot of consumers were, instead of buying hot coffee or cold coffee, they were buying premium teas.
Yeah.
So I would sit back being the beverage nerd that I am, and I would just watch what people were ordering. And I started to do this more and more and realized that people were paying $5, $6, $7 for a tea. But they were ordering the passion fruits and the mangoes and the hibiscus and the wild berries. And I went back to the office and told Jeff, hey, Jeff, let's look at the data. Let's create flavors that go with black tea and green tea that people are ordering when they go out to a tea shop. So we put together seven amazing flavors, wild berry lime hibiscus, passion fruit kiwi green tea. We have a mango melon black tea. Oh my gosh. We have a rooibos, you know, peach vanilla.
Come on, man. You're making me thirsty over here. I haven't opened up the other ones yet. I'm over here like,
hey, hold on, buddy. You're going to love them all. And then, of course, we have an unsweetened black tea that, you know, that everybody enjoys. And then we have one non-tea. I call it a vacation in a bottle. I tease people that when they crack it open, they'll know why I call it vacation in a bottle. But it's a coconut lemonade. And it reminds me of, you know, being on a beach in Hawaii or Costa Rica. And it's just amazing. So what we do is unique to the category, but it's just unique in that it's it's gives that that feeling that you've purchased something premium and you're going to want to come back for more. So quality product.
Joe, and talk to me. Joe, talk to me a little bit about so you want to say something there, Jeff?
Oh, I just wanted to add that what Joe is saying is the flavor is very important to us. So the flavor profile for, you know, in the past years before Humanity, we have innovated different kinds of products and it just didn't have that taste. And to get that loyal customer, taste is very important to us. So our flavors that we picked, it's got to be experience when our customers drink it. They have to want to come back and really enjoy that taste. So that is first and foremost, and then the premium ingredients behind it.
Talk to me a bit about either or Jeff or Joe. Talk to me about the distribution side of things and like where people can find Humanity.
Yeah. So, you know, as a small company, you know, we're very strategic. Of course, as a sales guy, I want to be everywhere yesterday, right?
Of course.
You know, we're very strategic in regards to how we approach the marketplace. So you can buy Humanity online, go to our website. We offer shipping. You can order any one of our flavors. That's number one. And number two, based on where you live, you know, you can find us in the 7-Eleven, an extra mile convenience store. If you're in the Midwest, Meijer, you can find us in about 130 colleges across the country. And then also in some natural and organic grocery chains. All in all, we're at about 35 to 4,000 locations, which is pretty nice for you know, being as young as we are. But we're hoping to grow our distribution. From a distribution, you know, standpoint, we have some of the best distribution partners in the industry. We have KeHE, who's a national distributor. We have UNFI, Core-Mark, McLane, and then some really amazing DSD distributors that are, you know, regional. So, you know, we're well on our way to securing the best distribution network possible.
So Jeff, speaking of distribution, Jeff, I'm curious into how you like your plans for the company for the future. Like as you scale this, as you mentioned, the tea market, huge other than water, right? That's what people drink in terms of the marketplace. Like what does the investment side of things look like this? Or like, tell us about a little bit about the plans to scale.
Yeah, the plan scale is, well, we always want to be on top of innovation. So, you know, coming up with new flavors. And when we're looking at possibly new packaging as well. Maybe add in some carbonated drinks. So there's a lot of different ways we're looking to innovate and to build. You know, the first 5 years, we can't be everything for everybody.
Of course.
We do want a portfolio that does have a wide base from low sugar to mid sugar to full body and to unsweetened. And then like just a couple months ago, we just launched our two new products that Robios tea is from South America. It's South Africa, excuse me. And it's a red tea and it's really good for inflammatory and antibiotics and stuff that is good for the tea, as well as we have chamomile that's from Egypt and they're low calorie and the flavors we use is just phenomenal. So it's just scaling is a lot of innovation and packaging. And then of course, what Joe was talking about, our distribution is really important, who we partner with, how we get it out there and reach and to the busy regions that we want to serve.
And you're also working with Start Engine now. Tell us a little bit more about that and what's taking place there.
Yeah, right now we are on the second month of raising funds at Start Engine. It's just so we can scale to the next level and build up our team. And you can go to startengine.com/humanitea, HUMANITEA. And you can participate and be a family member of Humanitea. And we're offering some shares for investment and as we grow. And there's a lot of perks in there for you to participate and, and be part of our team. Again, we're helping two big fundraisers right now are humanitarian nonprofits. One is for it's Foster Love, and that is helping kids in the foster system, foster care system. Foster Love is a nonprofit organization that helps kids from infant age all the way up through college. And then our second partner, they're both national, is American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And they are help suicide prevention, which is a huge epidemic. And both of them are very passionate to us at Humanitea. It's really why we started this company, because we want to help you know, people in need. And we picked these two topics. They are, you know, sometimes difficult to talk about, but they're real. They're so real to us and to everybody out there. So we want to be part of this helping and assisting. So every sip that people that we sell out there helps grow money to those great missions.
Yeah, I think it's a great story. And that's one of the reasons why I was happy to bring you both on the show to talk about Humanitea and the mission behind it. That being said, and by the way, for everybody listening, we'll put the links to the Start Engine page and all that good stuff down below. So if you're watching this live, I know that it says, according to what I've seen before we started this, 20 days left. And we're going to put this on the podcast in a couple of days. So you still have some time there to participate. But that being said, Jeff, Joe, we're in 2024 now. We're in January. Last question, both of you, whoever wants to go first, completely up to you. How would you characterize, you know, a successful 2024 for Humanitea? Like, what would a good year look like?
Oof, wow.
Yeah, that's a big one. Oh, come on.
My gosh. Well, I let me answer this one. A successful year would be, you know, getting into 10,000 accounts, having 10 to 12 flavors, being able to support, you know, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and Foster Love with more money. The more money, the more resources, the more help they can provide. Doubling our sales force would be a success. And quite honestly, I think just expanding the overall brand awareness of Humanitea. There's a lot of upside to Humanitea. And like Jeff had mentioned, we've got some great ideas, things that we want to do. We just need the capital to do it. But coming to a store near you, watch out for Humanitea. Pick up 2, 3, or 4 and enjoy the tea.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Jeff, what would it look like to you? Successful 2024.
Well, Joe mentioned every topic I wanted to say. So I would say just add to it is that definitely we want more and more people to know about Humanitea. And for all you listeners out there, if I haven't met one person yet, and we've been at this for 2.5 years and trade shows and everything, I haven't met one person yet that tastes our product and said they didn't like the taste. So I put you to the challenge. Go to our website, www.drinkhumanitea.com, and order a case and have it delivered, taste it, and tell us what you think. I guarantee, and I know Joe will guarantee, you will enjoy it. It will be the best tasting tea out there. And then when you wrap it in it together, that we're helping people at the end of the day that really need our help. And we're going to branch out in 2024. We're going to look also at regional missions too. So we've been helping some homeless organizations in LA. So we're looking to branch out. We have two major ones, companies, partners we're working with, but we want to get regional too. So humanity follows a lot of different missions in a humanitarian way. And we really want to make a difference, but we want you to enjoy the beverage at the same time. So join our family, taste our product, get involved. We guarantee you will enjoy it.
Fantastic. And I think that's a great way to call it. So definitely we'll put, go check out that website, order a case, order two. I got cases lined up over here. I'm drinking it over right here. Come on, order some more. And if you haven't, by the way, if you're watching this for the first time and you haven't hit that subscribe button, don't forget to do that. All right. That subscribe button's not going to bite. Get it done. We got more people coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. Jeff, Joe, hey, thanks guys again for making some time. And we're big fans of humanity over here. Thank you.
Thank you, Adam.